see. Town wasn't so scary, was it? The Hollow wasn't nearly as lively as I'd expected. Must be the cold keeping most creatures indoors. But we're so lucky to have found imp wings. The merchant was even kind enough to offer a discount. My claws tend to have that effect on people. Are you weary, my pet? This trek has been long. Your inferior form was not built for such strenuous travel like mine. At home, I want you to rest by the fire while I prepare dinner. I'll make something special for you. You've been so good. I believe a reward is in order. We'll indulge in the wine of the High Elves. Only the best for you. So keep up the pace a little longer. Our warm den awaits in just a few more miles. I'll hum to put you at ease. Brace your heart, mortal. Have courage. What you're about to witness will wound your spirit, I fear. But it is necessary. This will grant us the chance we need. Stand back and stay determined. The pieces are falling into place. Our time is near. Darling, seeing as how your true nature is awakening, I wonder how keen your senses have grown. Do tell. Can you hear or smell anything out of place? Is there an electrifying tingle coursing down your spine? Almost as if you're being watched. Keep close to my side, pet. You may cease spying from the shadows now. It'll do you no good. I've known you were here all along. You should know better than to try sneaking up on a kitsune, thinking you could fool her nose. A harpy. Just as I thought. My nose never lies. Your foul stench has trailed us for miles since we departed town. You must be brave. You stand in my territory now, you knave. And this is certainly not neutral ground. Has your flock elder put you up to this? Has she sent you here to challenge me? What a laughable prospect. Explain yourself at once, if you wish to keep your head on your shoulders. Rest easy, Lady Yuka. I am a scout of Flock Ferrowind. Forgive my trespassing. I offer my deepest apologies. I've come to merely request an audience with you, and nothing more. I mean no harm.
Oh, really? Do you? Now. Make no mistake, bone eater.
You do not pose even a threat to me. But if you wish merely to speak, toss aside your spear. Speak to me with empty hands. I'm in a generous mood, so I'll grant you a minute of my precious time. Speak quickly. Good. Now out with it. Already my patience wears thin.
My elder requests a treaty be formed between our territories. For the sake of survival, Lady Yoka. Flock Farrowind suffers from starvation. Scarcity of game in our own territory has left our young with hollow stomachs. But seeing as how your territory is brimming with wildlife, I've been sent to negotiate.
A treaty? By the gods! How absurd! Are you aware of who you speak to? The only reason your flock still exists is because I allow it to. I am Yoka. I am no ally of your people. Your woes mean nothing to me. Starve for all I care.
Please hear me, lady. We desire only to issue hunting parties into your wilderness on the morning of every other day. For every animal we claim, you will be fully compensated with coin or whatever goods you wish. This arrangement would last only until the dawn of spring. We would keep to the outskirts and stay far from your dwelling, and take only as much as we need.
Entreaty. Whatever made you think I'd agree to such terms? Your elder must be exceedingly desperate and foolish to even entertain the thought. Perhaps it's been too long since I've displayed my power to the rest of the region. I ought to remind the other territories that Yoka of the Nine Tails should not be trifled with. This is my territory. It always has been, and so it shall stay forevermore. And everything in my territory belongs to me, down to the last chipmunk. Any of your repulsive lot that dares to tread upon my property...
We have too many mouths to feed. Game is thinner than ever before, but it is plentiful here. And your land is occupied only by yourself and your familiar. The wildlife here is wasted. Surely you can allow us to hunt, to feed our young until the spring. You would lose nothing, and your generosity would never be forgotten. Legends say that once our flock and your pack were allies. We wish to reforge that bond.
All right. That's enough out of you, Harpy. You've had your say, and I've listened most patiently. I understand your plight. Your people have my sympathy. Too many mouths to feed, Well, I may be able to help after all. By thinning out the flock a little. Be still. That should keep you rooted in place long enough for me to begin solving this problem. Can't have you fluttering away now. Watch closely now, my lovely. I will show you how Master deals with trespassers.
May the gods curse you.
Oh, you pitiful child. They already have. Ah, there we are. That should help you with your flock's little issue. One less belly to fill. Pet, are you all right over there? You're shaking. Shh. Be at peace, little one. Breathe deeply. There's nothing to fear anymore. Your master has taken care of the problem. Relax. Everything is all right now. Wait. Fucking hell! Look at this! My robes are soiled with blood. My mask as well. Ugh, you pathetic wretch! Look at this mess! This will take hours to scrub clean. These took months to weave. How dare you tarnish a kitsune's beauty? How dare you? You frail, meager, inane fiend! Listen well, dearest fairy. This forest is our home. Just you and I. Our little pack of two. And everything here belongs to us. No outsiders will change that. I won't let them. Behold this mangled body, and remember it. This is what happens to all who threaten our way of life. This is what happens. Stop shaking this instant, Pet. Stop it now. The danger is gone. We are safe. There is nothing left to fear. I've protected you, just as a master should. Oh no. Look there. On your cheek. A splash of blood disgracing your pure face. I've gotten carried away. I am sorry. I never intended to stain your skin with this filth. Come here. I'll take care of that for you. Pet. Come here. That's better. Yes? Why do you still tremble? I see. Your instincts must be urging you to panic. I understand that a harpy must be a frightful sight for you. But Master is here. And Master will hold you tight.